And once again, our old friend the sheriff arrived just in time and captured three gangsters who were trying to rob Dot. Things have not looked very bright for our adventurers since Betty was told that she had lost her fortune. And in our last episode, Doc had only 50 cents with which to buy food for his family. But the sheriff says he has some great news, and we're just about to learn what it is. We find Sonny, Buddy, and their old friend sitting on a bench just outside the house car as our scene opens.
Oh, you missed me, did you, boys?
I'll say we did, Sheriff. And we're sure glad you're back with us.
And now tell us about your trip back home, Sheriff. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, darn tootin' I did. When I got home, I found out that everybody was trying to prove that I was insane. And I had a good time proving that they was all crazier than I am.
Who tried to prove that you were crazy?
My relatives. You see, boys, I ain't never told you this before, but I got a heap of money in the bank, and I got a lot of property. And every last one of my kin folks is trying to prove that I'm crazy and steal everything I got.
You mean your own family was trying to get your money and land?
Yep, they ain't smart enough to get ahead of Ebenezer Velvet Bottom. And when every other trick failed to get my fortune away from me, my family tried to have the law declare me insane and put me in a lunatic asylum.
Put you in the lunatic asylum?
Sure did. Can you imagine that pack of varmints doing a thing like that to a man of my intelligence?
Well, what good would that do them, putting you in an asylum?
Well, they thought if the law would declare me crazy and put me out of the way, they'd all get my money. But I got more sense than all the rest of them put together. And I told the judge exactly what my family was trying to do. And he believed me. So the court took my side. Yeah, that judge knows a smart man when he sees one.
Well, then does that mean that your signature is legal on Betty's papers?
Why, sure it's legal. The judge ruled that I knowed right from wrong, and that when I signed Miss Betty's paper, she should have got her money. So now, you see, they can't keep her from getting her $50,000.
Hooray!
Well, jump in, G. Hospital. What's all the shouting about? Did you boys think I was crazy?
Oh, no, Sheriff. But you see, Betty's lawyer thought you were. And that's why she didn't get her money in the California ranch.
Miss Betty's lawyer. Why, that good-for-nothing scallywag. He was just trying to keep Miss Betty from getting her money so he could do with it what he pleased.
Well, what do you mean, Sheriff?
Don't you see, according to the will, if Miss Betty didn't get the money, it was supposed to go to charity. So, Lawyer Callahan paid that guard from the lunatic asylum $10 to come here and get me and say that I was crazy. Yeah, but he didn't figure on Doc hiring that detective in El Paso to do a little private investigating. Lawyer Callahan thought everybody would just take his word for it, and then he'd give part of the money to charity and keep the rest himself.
Well, Dad and Betty and our new lawyer have been downtown for about 3 hours now, so we ought to know something pretty soon.
Doc ought to be here trying to peddle some tonic and toner. I just wish I had this medicine offer in this house jar. I'll show you how to make some real money.
What? You run the medicine show? Oh, Sheriff.
Here, why not? If Miss Betty gets the ranch, why, what would she do with the medicine operator? She couldn't take it out on the ranch to entertain a lot of cows and bucking broncos.
But what would you do with it? You couldn't run the show.
No.
You bet your life I could. I wouldn't get up there on that stage and yell about it being all free and everybody come in close like Doc does.
No, well, what would you say?
Well, I'll show you. Charcoal, play that music box for me while I yell.
Yeah, but that won't do you no good to practice with me, Mr. Sheriff, because I wouldn't be with you. I'm going with Miss Betty to the ranch. Well, play it for me now, anyway. Now, you just watch me and listen. Betty Gang Kickerman, Dr. Ebenezer Velvet Bottom, world's greatest manhunter, invites you to his circus, Vaudeville Medicine Operator. For years, I've been chasing criminals. But now I'm chasing pains and aches with this good old tonic and toner. This year's tonic contains 20% alcohol. It's bottled in bond and distilled in the mountains of old Kentucky. Now don't rush, folks, don't rush. There's a drink, I mean a bottle for everybody. Just get out your money and be ready to kiss your old pains and aches goodbye. It's $1 a bottle.
But what would you do for a show? Sonny and I are going with Betty.
Yeah, I'd get me some of them radio mooners and some of them picture actors.
Oh.
I'd get the best there is, and I'd get me two blackface comics. And I'd say, it's just the beginning, folks, just the beginning. And I want you to meet my little kings of comedy, Rasters and Sambo. Run them on, Charcoal, run them on.
The Rousers has got a message for all them people out there what is always wondering what's going to happen when they get too old to dream.
Yeah,
tell them
on
about it, Rousers.
to all who dream your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so
boy, you look kind of down in the mouth today.
Yeah, you stand there with your bare feet hanging out and ask me what's the matter.
Well, what's the matter, son? What have I done now?
You sold me that horse yesterday and didn't tell me that he was blind. Man, I started out with my bread wagon this morning. That fool horse run right smack dab into a tree. How come you didn't tell me he was blind?
Boy, I did tell you he was blind.
No, you didn't tell me neither.
Yes, I did, Razor. I told you he was a good horse, but he didn't look good.
Well, you're crazy.
Yeah, besides, the man what sold him to me, he didn't tell me he was blind, and I thought it was a secret.
Yeah, and listen, another thing. That horse is so skinny that his ribs are sticking out.
Skinny nothing. He's so fat inside that it pushes his ribs out.
Oh, you're crazy. But listen, he sure is a fast horse. You know, I have to keep him tied to a post most of the time.
Yeah, to keep him from running away.
No, to keep him from falling down.
You know, he sure was a great old horse when I used to drive him on my milk route. And that horse knew every customer I had. Why, you know, Rasmus, when I used to drive him around, all I had to do was holler, "Milk!" And no matter how fast he was going or what he was thinking about, all I had to do was just yell, "Milk!" And he'd stop right now.
My goodness, he must have been smart.
Oh, boy, he was smarter than smart. And fast, yes, sir. You know, somebody got me to enter him in the races at the state fair one time.
Yeah.
Well, sir, they lined up the horses and they started. Yeah. My horse got away like a flash. Yeah. He just naturally couldn't stop.
Yeah.
At the first quarter, he was ahead.
Ahead at the first quarter.
At the half mile, he was a pulling like a steam engine and still ahead.
Still ahead at the half mile.
Coming in the home stretch, he lost all four of his shoes. But that didn't stop him. He went past them other horses so fast that they almost got pneumonia from the breeze.
Past all the other horses.
Just as he was coming up to the judge's stand, some fool in the grandstand yelled, "Milk!" And that doggone horse of mine stopped dead still.
And you lost the race.
That's pretty
bad. Yeah, you better be careful fooling around race horses. You know, you'll never get up to heaven that way. Go on and sing it.
I know for certain each time that you're with me, you keep on flirting and do it openly. I don't mind flirting, but honey, can't you see? You never get up to heaven that way. We make a date and it's just as sure as fate. You keep me waiting, and though you think it's great, it's aggravating, and I am here to stay. You never get up to heaven that way. Now if it makes you happy, dear, to keep me feeling blue, well, go ahead and have your fun. But I'd like to make it clear that everything you do can be done by more than one. The more I miss you, the more you stay away. I only kiss you on every holiday. I kinda wish you would stop this kind of play. You never get up to heaven that way. I mean it. You never get up to heaven that way.
Hey, there comes Betty. Gosh, she's running like somebody was chasing her.
Come on, everybody. Let's see what's happening.
All right. It's all over. It's all over. Oh, I can't believe it.
She acts sort of hysterical.
Hey, what's all over, Betty? What's the trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all. All our troubles are over. We're rich. We're rich. I've got my fortune.
You mean they turned the ranch and money over to you?
Ranch
boys. Didn't I say all along that Miss Betty would get her money?
Well, say, how soon can we go to the ranch in California?
Right away. So get your things together, boys, and tell Charcoal to get ready to leave at once. We're starting for the ranch tonight.
California, here we come.
If y'all are going to California, what's to become of me?
You're going with us.
Yeah. Just what I thought.
Starting for the ranch tonight. We don't know just how long it will take our little party to get there, but we do know that we may expect some real Western adventures full of thrills of every kind when they arrive.